Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Kufnun Tes Sif Yud Aleph. Hakol Kshirim Litei Mayim Li Yadayim. Everyone is kosher to pour the water on your hands. Afilu Chere Sho Tzivakotan. Even people don't have das and don't understand fully what's happening, they're allowed to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim, if that's the situation. Obed Gilulim Benida. And a non-Jew and a Nida as well. Now, if for washing for Truma, it would be Usser. Why? Because a Nida and a Goy are Metamin Mayim Bemasa when they carry it. And so you can't wash your hands for Truma. The water will become Tummy when you're washing your hands. So even though for Truma it's Pasul, but for Chulin, for regular bread, then it's kosher and it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says that Luchatchila told Lizaher one should be careful to have extra kedusha and avoid having water that's tamei betumas masa to wash your hands. The Rama continues. Vikeman diamar to katan pachas mi ben shisha dino kakof. Some say if the katan doesn't know what's going on at all, he's under six, then he's like a kof. And some say that a kof is pasul. The Gra says it's okay. With a child who's under six, because bottom line, he's a person, and we assume that you can wash your hands even from a katan who's under the age of six. Well, Sifi Beis is about a kof. Ima kof, no sein mayim we are dying. If a kof pours the water on your hands, yesh posim v'yesh machshirim. It's a machokas, whether it works or not. The kof understands that you're supposed to pour the water, but he's not human. He doesn't have any regular das. So that's a machokas. Venirim divrayim, and the Shulchan Aruch leans to the opinion that it's kosher. When we come up, the Rama says yesh lachmir, it's preferable to be machmir. The Mishmer says b'diyeved, it's kosher, but if you have water, then you should wash your hands again without a bracha. Just because the whole thing's a machlokas, whether it works from a kof. I'm not sure in our generation too many of us are going to be having our hands washed by a kof, by a monkey. Okay. This is very important from their Rishonim. L'chadchila, a person should have kavana that he's washing his hands to make them kosher to eat. He's fulfilling Chazal's mitzvah derabanan and making his hands kosher to use for bread. And the Rama adds on, the kavana is no say nami kmo afil chadchila. Afil shalo kibin hanotel klal. And let's say the guy whose hands are being washed doesn't understand, but the guy washing has kavana. The Rama says that also works, and that also works even l'chadchila. Well, so you have to have this kavana. And what if you don't have the kavana? The Magen Avraham says it's possible even b'diavad. But the Gra says no, that even without kavana we assume it's okay, and that's if you have rov or rishonim and b'diavad. If you don't have any water, you can be mekel, and you don't have to wash again. But l'chadchila, you should wash again. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in that case, he would advise in the Be'er Halacha to make your hands tamei, getting them dirty, then you wash again and say a bracha. So you see here that a person really should have kavana. You have to train yourself. I'm not washing my hands just to make them clean. I'm washing my hands l'shem the mitzvah that Chazal misakein, to make my hands kosher for eating bread. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that you should have that kavanah. It's not just to make your hands clean. It's not bad to announce that either. So we see here in Sif Yud Gimel that this is a serious halacha to have kavanah for the sake of Chazal's mitzvah of making your hands kosher for eating bread when you wash your hands in Tilos Yadayim. Okay. Hitzo Yada B'mei Mayan. You dip your hands into spring water. Afilu embo memsa also lo tzfila. Kol she miskatim yada bembabas achas. If you dip your hands into spring water, even if there's less than 40 sa, it works. By a mikvah, which is gathered rainwater, you have to have 40 sa to make it a kosher mikvah. By a mayan, by spring water, so you don't. So as long as the water covers your hand, even though this particular pot, part of the spring water, doesn't have 40 saw, it still works. Now, what about dipping your hands in a mikvah? Imitil b'mei mikvah. So that works. However, what if it's less than 40 saw? So that's a machlokas. Yesh amim shedinu kamayan. Some say it's like a mayan. Even with less than 40 saw, it's okay. V'yesh amim no. Shetzarech mem saw. You have to have 40 saw. V'naktinan k'dibri ha-mekil. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you dip your hands in a mikvah, even if it's less than 40 saw, it still works. But the Ramah says, v'yesh ha-achmir l'chadchila. You should be machmir l'chadchila. The Mishnah points out, that's really the view of Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim hold that you cannot dip your hands in a mikvah that is less than 40 saw. So certainly, if you have water, you should wash it. If you have a chance to wash again without a bracha. But b'shas harchak, the Mishnah Berurah paskins of b'diavad, b'shas harchak, you can be makel that when you dipped your hands in a mikvah that has less than 40 saw. This halacha of dipping your hands in a mayan is l'maisa. This is why you can dip your hands in a river to wash and say the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, to wash your hands for bread. It's enough to dip them one time, and you don't. It's enough to dip them one time. You still have to dry your hands because you don't want to have your hands wet when you're eating the bread. That we learned earlier. But you can wash your hands in a river if necessary. Dip your hands in a river. Okay, we'll stop here.